At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today we're excited to have special guests from the Butler Area Senior High School. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Delaney.
Hi, I'm Zach Mara.
And I'm Gail Van Lanningham. I'm the director.
And we are here to talk about your upcoming high school musical, which I'm sure you guys are super excited for.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So why don't we get into it? What is this year's musical?
This year's musical is Elf the Musical.
Ah, that's a good one. I haven't been able to catch it yet, but I've heard great things. How much does it compare to the movie Elf?
There are a couple of things that are different, but for the most part, it follows the same story that the movie does.
Great. So when can people come and check out the musical?
March 15th and 16th.
Oh, so we got a couple weeks yet, which means rehearsal is still going on. So what has been your favorite part of rehearsal as we're getting to the nitty gritty and final practices will happen very shortly here?
I think my favorite part is just like getting to hang out with everyone like while we're rehearsing and just like watching it all come together.
I'd have to agree. It's really about like the friends that you make along the way and the experiences that you have that makes it all come together.
Which makes
sense. Yeah, my favorite part of rehearsal is when it's over. rehearsals are basically chaos in motion.
Yes.
A person who just kind of wanders in would look at it and wonder what the heck's going on. There's a lot going on at one time, and we have various directors who are working with a student on this, another director on that, and it looks very chaotic. Well, it is chaotic, but it's neat watching it. Over the course of 2 months, 2.5 months, nothing to terrible to even more chaotic. And then just when you don't think it can get chaotic enough, it gets a little more. And then after that, you're like, oh, it's starting to look like a show. And then it gets a little better and a little better. And yeah, the process is kind of the most interesting thing.
It is. And for people that have never been a part of a musical or even seen a practice, you're right. It is a car crash in motion. As you're putting pieces together, and some days you're working on a piece later on in the show, and then all of a sudden you have a full cast ensemble trying to make this work.
That's it.
So, with that being said, why should people come and see your version of Elf?
The cast is stellar. Everyone is doing an incredible job. All of our directors and people working on it in charge are doing also an incredible job. It's just a really good overall musical, I feel like, and I feel like audiences would enjoy it.
Yeah. I think it's all like just really entertaining to watch, and it's really funny too, which is always good. So yeah, I think people should just come see it for the humor.
It's a good story. I think it's a little bit better. It's basically the same as the movie in a lot of ways, but there's some changes to it. They actually fleshed the characters out, made them more interesting. Of course, you have musical numbers. That's why you do a musical. But the other neat thing about it is it really is a 21st century musical. You get a little bit of a scene number, So some of the older shows, and I love a lot of the older shows, don't get me wrong, sometimes scenes would go 4 and 5 minutes, 6 minutes long, and then you'd have a number. They realize 21st century audiences, yeah, no. So they keep it moving. They really keep it moving. It never really slows down. There's never a lull. It never stops going.
So
a lot of fun.
And most people, I'm sure, are aware of the movie, which truly follows Buddy. But because of the musical sense, are there more character development with this performance?
Yes, definitely. I think the mom, like Buddy's mom and Buddy's dad, they have a huge character development. Even my character, Jovi, she like goes from not wanting to sing. And then at the end, she's like singing whole numbers about it. And yeah.
I'd say Buddy's probably pretty close to the same. Yeah. But yeah, but yeah, yeah, she was, Delaney's right. Yeah. It's the mom and the dad definitely are much more fleshed out than they were in the movie. And, the younger brother, basically Buddy's dad and stepmom, if you will, you know, they had a son, you know, and in the movie it's a small part, it's there, but, it's much bigger part. They've made it more interesting, given a little more backstory to everybody. And yeah.
Perfect. So let's talk about your cast and crew. It's not just the leads of a show, but, you know, also include your leads on who's playing what, if you can. And then let's talk about everyone else that helps make the magic happen.
Okay, so Zach is Buddy, and I play Josie. And then we have Amara DeCervo, who plays Emily, right?
That's the mom.
That's the mom. And then Patrick Lyon, is that his last name? Okay, who plays Walter. And then
the dad.
Yes, and then Genevieve, I don't even know how to say her last name.
amazing last name.
Yes, and she plays Michael, the younger brother. And like the rest of our cast and crew, they are just amazing. It's a really like young cast. There's only three seniors in the whole show.
Yeah.
It's just, they're really amazing.
It's very much an ensemble show. Like the leads have their part. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of numbers for the masses, if you will, and they're in and out, and they're little characters here, there. They're pretty much constantly in motion too, so it keeps them busy. We have a smaller running crew. We have four kids on running crew, and then we have a stage manager, student stage manager, of course, and we have several staff members to assist, and a whole bunch of volunteers.
Which nothing happens without volunteers, as we all know.
For sure. Yep.
Do you have an orchestra, or is it student orchestra?
Yes. Yeah, we have a student pit that we have for the show. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, it sounds like you have a great performance lined up. If people are interested in purchasing tickets, how can they go about coming to see your show?
We actually sell all seats are reserved seats. So when we start selling those, it'll be Monday, March 4th, May's Music Shop in downtown Butler. They've sold tickets, pre-sale tickets for us for decades. They're fantastic down there. Great place to go to for your music needs. But anyway, they do a nice job for us. You can go down there, buy the tickets there. You can buy them at the door, the nights of the show. The price is the same either way. It's just because the reserved seating, the earlier you get your ticket, the better seats you get. But we'll have them on sale here at the door too, both nights. 7:30 curtain. We usually open the box office around 6:15 or so. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait. Looking forward to it. We know where we can purchase our tickets now. Any final words from all of you, as I know rehearsals are going great, but we want to make sure you get back out there and not to take up any more of your time.
I mean, really, come see the show.
We
all worked really hard, and we're excited to put it out there.
Yeah, Butler's actually has a really long tradition of theater. Butler was doing musicals, full book musicals, when the senior high school was downtown. What was originally, everybody referred to it as the middle school, and before that was the junior high, and before that it was actually the senior high. Yeah, before they built the senior high here on the hill. They've been doing musicals for literally decades, lifetimes, generations. And it's a long tradition, and it's a really proud tradition. And I know I was just lucky enough to be able to kind of like step in and try to keep it going. It was there long before me, and hopefully it'll be here long after I'm gone. The kids do a great job. They really put everything into it. The performance is going to be fantastic, I have no doubt. And like I said, it's just a fun show. The music's great. It's a very modern show, 21st century, like I said, but the music is a little diverse, lots of different styles, and some of them have that kind of classic, you know, like 42nd Street, big, brassy, you know, a lot of fun. So it really will hit everybody. It's going to hit, you know, all tastes, all likes, and it's funny. You'll laugh. You might cry. Hopefully not. it's going to be a great time. We're going to have a blast, and we want everybody here to see it.
Well, that's great. And just a reminder for our listeners, March 15th and 16th at the Butler Area Senior High School. Well, I want to thank the three of you for being here today. It's been a pleasure, and I really look forward to seeing one of your productions of Elf the Musical. Good luck, break a leg, and I hope the rest of your cast and crew have a wonderful time doing the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Armstrong and the Loop Podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in
in the Loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.